I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Flamenco is fierce. It's an intensely focused expression of the suffering and release of the Gypsy or Romani people of Spain. It's an art form that's also alien to most Americans. UNM dance professor Eva Insinias Sandoval and her National Institute of Flamenco are working to correct that. In June, they bring celebrated dancers, singers, and musicians from Spain to Albuquerque for Festival Flamenco 28. And Eva is with us at KUNM. Eva, you have done so much to bring new audiences to flamenco. How do you describe this art form to someone who has only a vague idea of what it is?
I first try to help them to understand. Of course, most people associate flamenco with the flamenco dancer. You know, the rose in the hair and maybe the castanets and fast percussive movement. And of course, that's one element. But flamenco in its true sense is the beautiful marriage and blending of the music and the dance, the singing, the cajon, the guitar. And it was a cultural expression for a people who had no voice. It became their voice. So they learned to articulate their feelings through this art form. It really is a way of communicating that everyone can understand. It goes way beyond language. And I think that that's what people experience when they see flamenco, the energy, both in the dancers and the musicians, them telling their story in their way. There is a nonverbal communication that is going on there constantly. It'll go from the dancer to the guitarist, over to the singer, back to the guitarist, back to the dancer. And this beautiful dialogue is underlying the entire experience. It's very fun to watch. Even though there may be some staging involved and some choreography, it's still very spontaneous. And they're still reacting to each other second by second.
You have at least one legendary flamenco figure who is
Absolutely.
Joining you this summer.
Antonio Canales. You know, he's had a very difficult history in the art form, as that can be often, because they live very difficult lifestyles. Artists trying to make a living on their art form. But through that, you have seen he, as an artist, evolve in a way that has not gotten more complex, but more simple, more powerful. Flamenco right now is very, very much about elaborate footwork and very physical and athletic. And that can be very exciting to watch. And we'll see a lot of that with the artists that are here. But Antonio Canales has really, he's past that. And Albuquerque has seen him a few times. And I think that they will see how yet he's in another phase of his development as an artist.
Three younger, the next generation
Absolutely.
Performers are coming who've been here at the festival
Yes.
before. One of them is Concha Jareño.
Yes. Concha is doing a show that is inspired by the historical development of the costuming in flamenco. And she herself is a beautiful woman, and her taste in vestuario or costuming, from the tiniest detail of a comb in the hair and its placement, to the way that she would wear a mantón, to the way that she uses a fan. She does it with such care. She presented this show that she's doing here in Jerez, in the big festival in Jerez, this last spring. And people that I know who are presenters there called and said, Eva, you have to take this show to Albuquerque, because the attention that she gives to detail is phenomenal. She is a dancer that is not about virtuosity. She's about quiet, subtle detail that lets you enjoy flamenco in a softer way.
There is sure to be at least one shawl with a lot of fringe.
Yes. It's not just an adornment, but part of the cast. I mean, right.
A character, exactly.
They manipulate these shawls in such beautiful ways that it's almost like watching her do a duet. I mean, she'll be going through the wider range of all of the different costumes that are depicted in the flamenco style. So I'm very anxious to see this. I've seen snippets of it, but it comes with high recommendation from producers from Spain, and I think the audiences are going to love it.
A young man, Jose Maya, has been here before.
He's a favorite. Very young, athletic, very gypsy, comes from a long line of artists, the Maya family. Fast, articulate. He is the epitome of that.
Also, Pastora Galván, who's part of an incredible dynasty of flamenco performers.
Pastora, who is sister to Israel Galván, another artist who has been here several times, and daughter to José Galván, who will be in her show. It'll be the first time that her father is performing in the festival. I mean, I've always known that he's been one of the most respected teachers of flamenco from Sevilla. When we knew that Pastora was coming, we asked her, is it possible that your father could come and teach and perform in your show? And she was delighted. So he will be performing in the show. Again, this show, Identidades, that she is doing, also was presented in the festival in Jerez and came to us with enthusiasm. One of the wonderful things that we have in seeing a show like Concha Jareño and Pastora is their shows will be done in Rodi Theater in the 400-seater.
Right.
And when these friends of mine who also produce flamenco in Spain call and tell me about the show, they were just in the Maestranza. Well, the Maestranza is a 3,000-seat theater. And so they said, when you present this in your theater, you're going to have the fire department there.
Because people are very close.
They're right there, right there. You could literally reach out and your hand is on the edge of the stage.
Right.
It's going to be powerful in that theater.
And the stage is mic'd.
The stage is mic'd.
Which means that the percussive elements of the feet hitting the stage floor are accentuated.
Right, exactly.
One of the things that you started doing recently with the festival, for instance, the three people we've just spoken of, the next generation, their performances will be followed directly by a cante concert, singing concert.
This is something that we've been trying to do for many years. We have developed enough of an audience for the cante that they're starting to ask to see these beautiful singers present their own shows. We have three singers that are performing. Jose Valencia is doing an evening, David El Galli, and Juana La Del Pipa. They all have recordings out, so we are looking forward to those immediately following the dance concerts that are either at Rodi Theater or at the NHCC.
You're beginning the festival with a free concert.
Yes, we are.
With a terrific singer and lots of students.
Absolutely. We're doing what we call Fiesta de Apertura, opening celebration, in the Plaza Mayor at the NHCC, which is the big outdoor patio area.
This is Sunday, June 7th.
We are starting with an exposition of five companies from around the country. And actually, we have one company from Costa Rica and one from Mexico. These are schools from these various areas, and they're showing the work of their students. So we're really excited about that. And then we have our student ensembles from the university and from the institute. And then, of course, Hijastros will be the final presentation to present Montse Cortez. Montse Cortez is one of the leading flamenco recording artists today.
And she's from Spain.
She's from Spain, from Madrid. This show will be a fantastic way to open the festival. And there'll be a beer garden.
Oh.
There'll be food trucks starting at 6 o'clock. Montse Cortez will start at 8. And then the next day, we start all our workshops and performances, and away we go.
Wonderful. Now, I said that this is the 28th
It is
version.
The 28th
It's been going
year.
On for a little bit more than 28 years now. It's made New Mexico something of a flamenco capital of
Absolutely.
The United States.
Absolutely.
Why was this fertile ground for flamenco,
well,
Eva?
I want to believe when you go to northern New Mexico, you will hear the ancianos, the seniors, the older generation speaking Spanish vocabulary that isn't even used in Spain anymore today. You see traditions of the penitentes. You see so many things that are remnants from the Spaniards being here. And for some reason, New Mexico, I believe, has held on to those traditions with more integrity than they have in other parts of the country.
Yes, yes.
For whatever reason. We're a very insulated state.
Right.
I want to believe that the reason that flamenco has landed on such fertile ground is because those seeds that they planted when they were here of the traditions of music and dance, they're not unfamiliar to us. And so when we go to see flamenco, we understand the ritual that is being, that we are witnessing on stage. And we have an appreciation and a respect for it, unlike other people.
Eva Encinas Sandoval is the artistic force behind Albuquerque's Festival Flamenco Internacional. The 28th edition of the festival takes place June 7th through June 13th. For information, visit ffi28.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith, reporting on the arts for KUNM.